Hello, and thanks for joining us today. We have two very special people here in the studio today. We have Tommy Jaime from the Special Olympics of Wisconsin, and we also have Marquise Garner, who's one of our Special Olympic athletes. And what a great time of the year. It's cold, but it's the perfect time to raise money for Special Olympics Wisconsin. And we got a couple of big events coming up. The one that everybody knows about, Polar Plunge, happening here in Milwaukee. A couple of locations. So you got the Muskego Plunge, February 10th. We've got the Plunge at the Zoo, February 17th. Tommy, let's talk about this.
Sure. So as most of our listeners hopefully know by now, since the Polar Plunge is something that's been happening in Wisconsin for about 20 years now, it's our largest fundraiser of the year. And every year we have a series of polar plunges around the state where supporters come out, they raise some money for our athletes, and they take a polar plunge. So they jump into the icy waters of a lake or a big pool. And so we've got 12 going on statewide this year. Two of those are the ones that you just mentioned here in the greater Milwaukee area. So the Zoo and the Muskego, they're huge fundraisers for us, and we love having people come out for them, and we hope that, you know, we're going to have a big turnout for both of those.
I've had some people ask me, they're like, well, didn't we just have the Polar Plunge, or was that the one in Lake Michigan? But like you said, there are multiple locations, multiple cities statewide that are staggered out throughout this time of the year.
Yeah, and the one that happens on New Year's Day, that one is not affiliated with Special Olympics Wisconsin. So that one, so the term Polar Plunge those are the ones that are specific to Special Olympics Wisconsin, and those are the ones that are going to be starting up here in the beginning of February, happening around the state. So they happen, as far north as Green Bay, as far west as La Crosse. There's some that happen down in Whitewater and Kenosha. There's a Madison one. So there's going to be 12 all over the state. And between those 12, typically they'll raise, like $1.5 million a year for our athletes, which is just a phenomenal amount, and something that is such a big part of our programming and the funds that we need to provide the athletic and competition opportunities that our athletes have. So
we are aware of the plunge. I mean, I think that's a pretty popular, widespread, well-known event. But I think we need to talk a little bit more about the impact that Special Olympics and the Polar Plunge has on the athletes that participate. And we have Marquise Garner here in Milwaukee. You're one of the athletes. You talk to us a little bit about your experience being a Special Olympics athlete.
Okay, thank you. First of all, thank you for letting me come and chat with you. My experience as an athlete, just life-changing. Just happy to be able to chat with people like Tommy, and he's been, an inspiration for all of us. Just the relationships, he gave me a chance to give a speech about how I live with autism, and I did a speech at the summer games in Stevens Point, and I got to my parents helped me publish a book, and I got to chat about how I live with autism. And just like I was afraid to do it because I'm a shy person. But, sharing my life story, I had a chat with Tommy, and I'm a Christian. So I was looking at it as, this is life changing, not just for me, but for the athletes and for mainstream society, to understand what autism is. A lot of people might have misconceptions about Special Olympics, but, it's very life changing. And if people, once they learn more about Special Olympics, it's very life-changing.
So the impact on your life has clearly been significant, Marquise, with working with Special Olympics. And you published a book?
Right, yeah.
What's the name of the book?
The name of the book is Have You Ever Wished You Were Someone Else? Carrying the Weight of Autism. And like it's everybody like Tommy, he was like, Marquise, I want you to share about your book, but I don't consider it my book. I just want to be a voice for people that have autism and disabilities like me. Like if a person can't clearly say chat with someone and say, this is autism, and this is what it is. The book, you know, is chats about getting bullied. I got bullied in high school, so I just see myself as a voice for people that can't speak about their disability. So that's how Special Olympics has been changing for me, is for I get to speak on behalf of my fellow athletes. Like, I got, it's a guy that I do Special Olympics with named Zachariah Teets and Jerry Halbuth. They told me, they chat with me on Facebook, and they said, Marquise, remember that your speeches, they said what they love about the speeches that Tommy helped me write is that, you know, we're all athletes going in one direction, and the direction we're going in, we want people to understand that, you know, people with disabilities, we want to be part of mainstream society like everyone else. You know, be able to compete in sports and, you know, just being part of mainstream society is good, not just for our physical body, but our mental. You know, Tommy, when he helped me put the speech together, I was like saying, not only is Special Olympics good for our physical body, but the mental aspect of it.
Marquise Garner, Team Milwaukee Special Olympic athlete, joining us in the studio, and Tommy Jaime, who's the director of Special Olympics.
Director of Communications.
Director of Communications, yes. For Special Olympics Wisconsin. You know, you hear that, by the way, Marquise, that is an incredibly powerful story. And Tommy, the profound ways that you interact with the athletes at Special Olympics, these kinds of things can't happen unless we have the fundraising, unless you have the people supporting Special Olympics and hearing their stories. And I imagine there's got to be so many individuals and athletes that have stories similar to Marquise who just we're not even aware of. I mean,
there's 10,000 other stories that are really similar to Marquise's around the state. So that's the number of athletes that we have, and we say that we have 10,000 stories to tell. And Marquise is a great example of that, but these are things that, yeah, absolutely couldn't happen without something like the Polar Plunge. And you know, Marquise touched on it a little bit, but we strive to be an organization that does so much more than sports. Sports is, of course, the centerpiece of what we do, and sports can be transformative in itself. But we also offer a really robust health program for our athletes, where we offer free clinics to our athletes, and we try to do a lot with athlete leadership. And Marquise has been one of the many athletes that have gone through some of our leadership trainings that have helped them to become better leaders, to use their voice, to speak on behalf of themselves and on behalf of other people with intellectual disabilities. Even just yesterday, down in Whitewater, we had a group of athletes who were paired up with student athletes from UW-Whitewater for the very first ever kind of like unified leadership academy between Special Olympics athletes and college student athletes. And it was an amazing experience. And those are the types of experiences that we strive to provide for our 10,000 athletes.
So let's talk a little bit about registering for the couple of events that we have right here in Milwaukee. February 10th, the Muskego event. And then February 17th, there's the zoo event. No, so what's the difference between the one happening in Muskego and the plunge happening at the Milwaukee County Zoo?
Yeah, so every one of our 12 polar plunges has its own kind of character, its own little wrinkle on how they're done. So the one in Muskego is done. So that's done into a small lake there at the park. So it's a natural kind of experience that you're jumping off of, essentially where they're cutting holes in the ice and you're jumping into the lake there. And that one, the it's typically a little bit of an older group that goes to that. So, mostly adults, and they enjoy adult beverages a little bit more than at the zoo. The zoo is kind of more family oriented, so there's a lot of high school students. So we get really great support from high school teams who kind of come together, whether they're sports clubs or other types of clubs or just a group of friends in high school. And so that's really popular at the zoo, and also even down to middle schoolers and even some elementary school kids. So it's more family oriented there. Not to say that the Muskego isn't, but there's definitely more of an adult flair to that particular plunge. And then the zoo plunge is done into a big pool. So many days before the plunge begins, we fill up these gigantic pools at these locations where they're pool plunges, and we fill it up, and let it just basically freeze over the course of a few days so that it gets nice and cold, and then people will plunge into that pool, and it's right next to the polar bear exhibit, which makes it kind of cool. So
that's more authentic experience than when you're going in next to the polar bears, especially.
Right. Can't have a polar bear plunge at the zoo and not have it be next to the polar bears. That would be ridiculous.
Maybe people should sign up for both, and then they can experience the more adult flared one, as what you were talking about, and the zoo as well.
I think that's a great idea, because they're different, but they're both really fun in their own ways. And so if there are any really brave people out there with extra generous, you know, hearts, I would definitely encourage them to try both.
And you said there's middle school teams, there's high school teams, there's just a couple of friends getting together to take the plunge to help out Special Olympics Wisconsin. You can do it individually, you can do it as a team as well.
Yep. So you can do it by yourself. And all it requires in terms of registration is that you fundraise $75 per individual. And then so we do have people who plunge individually, but the more common way to do it is to just get with a bunch of your close friends, grab some really outrageous, crazy costumes, and you can fundraise as a team, and then and plunge as a team, and that makes it a really fun way to do it. And you bond over the experience. You get to have bragging rights over the rest of your friends who are too chicken to do it, and it's just a really fun thing. I mean, people love looking back on the photos from previous plunges to see how outrageous the costumes are, how, you know, silly the faces are, how crazy the postures as they're, you know, midair are. So it's a lot of fun.
I've seen things on Facebook and social media before where I'm like, man, that sounds like a blast. Even if it's, you know, 2 degrees above zero, they're doing it for the right reasons, and they're doing it to raise money for a wonderful organization, Special Olympics Wisconsin. Again, February 10th, the plunge in Muskego, and then February 17th, the plunge at the Milwaukee County Zoo. Tommy, tell us how we can get involved right now. How can we register? Where can we go to a website? Do we show up the day of?
So first and foremost, we would encourage everybody to go to our Polar Plunge website, which is plungewi.org. And that has all the information you need on both of the plunges and all of the logistics, how it works, how you kind of sign up to register, and it gives you tips on how to fundraise. And so that would be my first piece of advice. You also can show up and sign up day of, and do it that way. But the majority of our plungers, they register in advance and do their fundraising weeks or even months in advance to try to really hit their goals. We get people with really ambitious goals who want to raise $1,000. We have teams who raise money in the tens of thousands of dollars. I mean, we had a high school team, Columbus High School, last year, raised I think it was $16,000 or something like that. It's really amazing and really inspiring how much these teams can raise and how dedicated they are to this cause and how seriously they take their goals that they set for themselves.
You set those goals in advance. You do that fundraising, as you mentioned. That is such a pivotal part on the whole experience, because then once you hit that goal and in fact exceed that goal, which we hope, you make it to the event, and then that's really the celebratory way to... Yeah, I think it's, in my opinion, the celebratory way that you share your success and celebrate raising money for Special Olympics.
Yeah, and people really, you know, it's like it's cold for a few seconds, but if you go to a polar plunge, even if you're not plunging yourself, if you're just there just to take in the energy, I mean, the energy is amazing. It's really... It's something that's really unique in terms of events, and the people who have just plunged, they have, you know, they have that moment when they come out of the water where they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so cold, and you see a lot of those in the photos from previous years. But as soon as they, you know, either jump in the jacuzzi or get dressed in their dry clothes, they come back out and you can tell that they're just like so invigorated and so happy that they did it.
Inspired
for sure.
Talking with Marquise Garner now, who's Team Milwaukee's Special Olympic athlete. And Marquise, you're hearing stories of fundraising. You yourself have had quite an incredible experience with Special Olympics. Tell me a little bit more about what it means to have you and your athletes have all these, you know, friends and family and people you don't even know jumping into the water. What does that mean to you?
Well, I was just chatting with another athlete about that and Tommy before I came. It means a lot. It just shows the compassion of like people that care about us individuals with intellectual disabilities. And it's greatly appreciated because, you know, it gives us a chance to be part of the community like everyone else. So we appreciate it a lot. You know.
What do you think something that most people wouldn't know about Special Olympics that you'd be able to?
Well, I was just chatting with Tommy about that. One thing I think I was thinking about, I was chatting with my mom about it this morning, that people don't know about Special Olympics is that it doesn't matter what level you're at. Special Olympics has a place for every individual from, you know, the most athletic to a person that's just starting out in sports. Like if you can't dribble, I mean, Special Olympics has a place for you. We have team basketball, we have individual sports where if you can't dribble, Special Olympics has individual sports where they show you how to shoot and show you how to pass, and you know, it's every level. So that's one thing. From we have very from the lowest level to the very highest level, and that's one thing that I love about Special Olympics. Like we have guys in Special Olympics that can dunk. We have the, with Therese Woody, that's part of Team Milwaukee, where she's the
She's the agency manager.
Yeah, she's the agency manager. She was going to me to play at the highest level, but I mean, I wasn't ready because I haven't been able to stay in shape like I need to. And like the very highest level, I mean, for anyone that want to be educated about Special Olympics, just please come out to a game because, you know, you have every different level. Like you'll be surprised. You have guys that shoot like Steph Curry. You got guys that could dunk like Jordan. Mm-hmm. Like, I was surprised, because we had last year or 2 years ago, I think it was 2016, we made it to state at the University of Oshkosh, and we played in a unified basketball game where we had the UW Oshkosh athletes play with the Special Olympic athletes. These are the college athletes. And, you know, some of our guys in Special Olympics at the highest level, I mean, they could catch lobs, block shots. And I was like, wow. I mean, you would really be amazed. And, you know, just like life, just how individuals are at different levels. That's how it is with Special Olympics. Every person is at a different level.
And I imagine because of your time spent with these people that you're able to help be a leader for them as well.
Right,
people
yeah.
who are maybe new to Special Olympics.
Right, yes, be a leader. And the most thing I like about, like, being able to be like an advocate and have Tommy having me do speeches is like be a voice. Like when my dad is in the car business, and I was at the dealership and I seen a young man in a wheelchair, and I asked the mother, I was like, does your son do sports? And she said, you know, she kind of had tears in her eyes, like, my son's been getting bullied. And I was like, well, I wasn't going to come up to my dad's job today, but I'm glad I did, because like she had tears in her eyes, like they teased my son. He's, you know, in a wheelchair. And I was like, well, you know, Special Olympics. I was like, I've been bullied. My parents helped me publish a book, and that's what my book is about, is overcoming bullying. And I was like, Special Olympics, your son, they have a place for him. I mean, he might be in a wheelchair, but, you know, Special Olympics has a place where he could come. It's about acceptance. Was Tommy helped me do a speech, and that's what Special Olympics, that's what I love. It's about acceptance and tolerance and, you know, being part of society, like the inclusion of being part of the society like everyone else.
Well, Marquise, thank you so much for joining us today. That is, I could probably talk to you for another 3 or 4 hours. Unfortunately, we don't have that much time. Team Milwaukee Special Olympic athlete, Marquise Garner, thank you so much. And Tommy, the Special Olympics, some people don't want to take maybe the plunge, but they still want to help out. How can they do that?
So we know, we certainly think that taking the plunge isn't as hard as a lot of people think it might be, but we do understand that it's not for everybody. So we do have other alternatives. One of the things that they can do is they can register for the Polar Plunge, but as what we call a too chicken to plunge. So you can still you still get the same swag that you would get if you were taking the plunge. You still get to fundraise and be a part of this really great event, but you don't actually take the plunge. And so that's one way that people could certainly contribute or be a part of this, even if they don't want to take the plunge. They can also come out and volunteer for the plunge or for other events as well. Or they can donate to people who are actually going to be taking the plunge. So there's a variety of ways that they can help out. or they could even just come out and act as spectators and watch. It's a really fun event. There's stuff that to do, and there's stuff going on at the Polar Plunges besides just the plunging. I mean, we think that these are some of the premier winter events in Wisconsin, so it's something that would be fun for anybody, even if they're not doing the plunge themselves.
And the way our winter's been so far, there's no reason not to get out and take the plunge.
Yeah, I don't know how much of a polar plunge it's going to be this year, but...
And everybody, you know, there's, like we said again, there's all types of people who are taking the plunge. There's, you know, anywhere from middle schoolers to grandparents to anyone in teams, you name it.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no, you know, typical plunger. I mean, from the youngest to the oldest, it's not like you have to be, you know, a triathlete or anything. It's just, you just have to... you know, have the courage to do it. You have to have the generous spirit to be part of this and to help out our athletes. But it's really for everybody. And there's, we had in Madison last year, we had a 70-year-old gentleman who wanted to take the polar plunge 7 times for his 70th birthday. And, you know, that's that kind of dedication to the plunge is not uncommon. It's people really take it seriously.
February 10th in Muskego, February 17th at the Milwaukee County Zoo. If you're listening to this and you're passing through to wherever you live in Wisconsin, you can also check out the website and find out when there's other events that you can be a part of, wherever you happen to live. And that website, again, to get all the information to sign up.
Plungewi.org. And yeah, I mean, no matter where you live in Wisconsin, there's going to be a plunge that's within just a short drive from you. So,
do you have somebody that maybe has taken the plunge in every city? Maybe.
I'm not sure of that. Well, I do know that the very first plunge happened 20 years ago, actually, now in La Crosse. And that was the very first polar plunge in Wisconsin. And that's where it all started here in the state. And there are people out there who have done it every single year, and they take it very seriously, that they come back together. They've even, some of them have moved out of state, but they come back just so that they can keep their streak alive of having done every polar plunge in La Crosse. Again, that's how important this is to people. So, well, we're really appreciative of that type of dedication and commitment. So
that is definitely a commitment, and it's so good to see that happening too. So, we appreciate you having the chance to chat with us as well. Again, February 10th in Muskego, February 17th at the Milwaukee County Zoo. Tommy Jaime from Special Olympics Wisconsin. And Marquise Garner, Team Milwaukee Special Olympic athlete. So good having you both here today.
Thanks for having us.
All right, thank you.